Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Week 8, reigning in life. Tuesday, related verses. John 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Romans 5, verse 21. In order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 1, verses 12 and 13. But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become children of God, to those who believe into his name, who were begotten not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Revelation 5, verse 10. And have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign on the earth. Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Ephesians 2, verse 6. And raised us up together with him, and seated us together with him in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. 2 Peter 1, verse 4. Through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. Related reading. By reigning in the divine life of Christ, we are saved from all kinds of insubordination. To be saved in life causes us to reign as kings. According to Romans 5, verse 17, those who receive the abundance of grace and the abundance of the gift of righteousness, those who are justified, will reign in life. A justified person should reign because he has the divine life, a kingly life with which to reign. Without the kingly life, no one can reign. When we were redeemed by Christ, forgiven of our sins, and washed by the blood of Christ, we were justified. In addition, we were regenerated with a divine, spiritual, heavenly, kingly, and royal life. Thus, we are now able to reign in life as kings. Paul tells us that we were saved with a life that is not only divine, but also royal and kingly. It is a life that is able to reign. We have received a life that not only gives us the ability to be spiritual, heavenly, and divine, but also gives us the ability to reign. In this life, we reign over all the negative things. Reigning in the divine life of Christ saves us from all kinds of insubordination. It saves us from many kinds of negative things. We reign over sin, the world, Satan, the natural man, self, and individualism for the accomplishing of the building up of the organic body of Christ in fulfilling the New Testament economy of God. We must learn to exercise our kingship. We must learn not to say any word that expresses anything of rebellion. This means that we are learning to reign. Many times, something of sin or of the world rises up within us. When this happens, often the best way to reign over this thing is to say to sin or the world, "Stop! Don't go any further." Today, when I feel my temper rising, I say, "Stop! Temper, you are not the king. I am the king. Don't try to overcome or overrun me. I am ruling over you. Don't go any further." To speak a word of command to your temper really works. To reign in life over so many rebellious things, we must first be obedient and submissive to the Lord. If we are not submissive to the Lord, who is our master and our God, no one will be submissive to us. If we are going to reign, we must first be under someone. When we are submissive to the Lord, taking the position of one who is submissive to the Lord, immediately we have the deep sensation of grace within us. When we have this sense of abundant grace, this is a sign that we are submissive to the Lord. At such a time, we reign in life. In Numbers 16, when Korah, Dathan, and Abiram rose up against Moses and Aaron, Moses fell on his face. In falling upon his face, Moses submitted himself to Jehovah. Because of his submission, Jehovah was able to come in to deal with the situation. It seemed that Moses was ruling and reigning. Actually, Jehovah was reigning. Jehovah's reigning came out of Moses' submission. Surely Moses enjoyed the abundance of grace in figure when he submitted himself to God. The abundance of grace is just the fullness of the enjoyment of Christ. Our submission to our master will cause the master to come in to rule over the rebellious ones. To the rebellious ones, it is a kind of ruling, but to the submissive ones, it is the enjoyment of the abundance of grace. Your rising temper is actually a rebel. As you submit to the Lord, all the rebels are subdued. You should tell the Lord, "Lord, I am submissive to you. I don't agree with my rising temper, which is just a rebel. I am submissive to you." In this way, you rule over your temper.